The president of the Black Musicians Union called me one day and he said, "You know Stuff Smith?" I said, "Yeah, I know of him, but I don't know him personally. I know who he is." And he said, "Well, there's an offer for him to come into Chicago to work at a club, but I won't allow him to work at any club in here unless somebody is working with him who's going to take care of business," he said, "because he is too flighty and he's liable to do anything, not pay the guys and cause trouble, and I won't allow him to work. But if you're interested in working with him, I'll put together a group with him and you play with him if you take charge of the business end of it." I said, "Fine, I'm not doing anything." I think at the time I was working at a hotel doing, working as doorman sometimes or whatever. So I said, "Yeah, fine." I was taken on. So Raymond Walters was the piano player that Harry Gray was the name of the president of the union that Harry had put together with Raymond Walters, which is a great piano player. Yeah, I knew him, but I'd never worked with him before. And then there was Stuff. That was the trio. But as we worked along, Raymond decided to go with another group called Burns Campbell, and he was a local group too, a guitar player, Burns Campbell. And they went together, they got together, and so he left. And I brought in Jimmy Jones to take his place, because I had worked with Jimmy Jones, knew him well. I'd worked with him with Tony Fambro's orchestra, mm-hmm. but we'd done dates together. And so I brought in Jimmy Jones, and that's how we started the Stuff Smith Trio. That's how it stayed together, came to New York together, worked for over a year in the Onyx Club on 52nd Street. And then all the other things developed from that, the Shearings and the Billie Holidays and all the other stuff that I did from then on, all came from that particular situation where we came into New York to the Onyx Club on 52nd Street.